All right, Sophie King Cool here with a couple of members of Don't Believe in Ghosts. How you guys doing, man?
Good, man. We're doing great. Pretty good. Yeah.
So congratulations on the new single, Still Holding On.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much. We're excited for you to see the video. We're almost done with it.
When do you expect to drop that?
I think like next week, you know. We're just putting the final touches, so we're going to announce in the next day or so, like, a release date for it.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that for sure.
Definitely.
Now, I seen the other day you guys did something kind of unique where you had an invite-only Zoom release party. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We did for the pre-save, so for everybody who pre-saved our single, we sent them an invite to a Zoom event and hung with them. And that's kind of like something that we've been doing throughout like the whole COVID crisis. You know, we did that with a video premiere and stuff. And it's kind of a cool way to interact, you know, with those that are supporting us.
Well, you know, it's almost like you foreseeing the future on that. I mean, I don't know if you guys read into the Facebook announcement where they said they're going to change everything coming October 1st. Did you see anything about that?
Yeah, we saw that yesterday. We were actually discussing that as a band, but we're still trying to figure out if it's like real or not.
Yeah.
If it's definitely going to go down, but yeah, we saw that.
It's going to be hard for bands if they're not going to let you do live shows anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for us, since we're in New York City, we're kind of, I think we're fortunate that there's a lot of venues, even though, like, you know, we got hit hard during the pandemic, but there's still venues opening that are going to be doing live shows, kind of like, you know, like via Zoom, like we did, and they're already starting to do it, so we do have, like, facilities like that where we can go to a venue that already has all the backline and the lights, kind of do those shows without an audience, like, kind of like what they're doing with sports, you know, so hopefully we'll be able to do that, but like you were saying, the whole Zoom thing, it could be like a future thing where we're going to see a lot of bands doing that.
Well, I mean, with New York, I mean, you can't sell tickets, you can't advertise that you're playing, you got to have fucking food served if you're going to be opening up.
Yeah, we're going to have to come through some hoops, but it is a way to do it, so hopefully we'll be able to interact that way. I mean, just whatever we can use for platforms, we're going to try to take advantage of that so we can do some live shows.
Yeah, man, I'm in Buffalo, so right now we're the assholes of the state that's still got the highest infection rate.
I was actually born in Buffalo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Small world, man.
So
what do you guys do in the meantime? I mean, you know, you guys had the world by the balls. You put a single out. It's getting all kinds of airplay. And then all of a sudden, the world closes down. I mean, how do you guys keep on going through all this?
Well, I mean, I think the thing with us is it just switched to just doing more creative things. You know, we're big fans of making content and creating videos, you know, and writing and recording together. So we've just been kind of doing that a little bit more virtually. Lately, we kind of, we've got together a couple of times. We all took COVID tests, actually, and got together and worked on some stuff together. But we've just been writing a lot, you know.
So as far as going forward, I mean, are you guys going to jump right into it when touring starts, or are you guys going to be a little bit more leery? I mean, what are you guys planning?
I mean, the verdict is definitely still out on when that could happen, you know. I know for, like, the big arena shows, they're looking like late 2021, and at this point, they're staying half capacity, so we'll see. I think, like, you know, we're super excited. I mean, we have some shows that just kept getting pushed back. We were going to do some touring this year. So as soon as it opens up, I mean, we're definitely going to be out there when it's safe and, you know, you know, when it's safe for people to come and people are comfortable coming, you know, we'll be there, and it'll be the biggest and best show we've ever done, I'll tell you that.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, right now, I mean, you see some bands taking gambles, playing Sturgis and playing the Ozarks and just saying, fuck it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, everybody everybody's affected differently. You know, we were affected very personally, you know, during all of this. We take it seriously. We believe in science, and we follow that, you know. So for us, that's just not really an option. But everybody's got to, you know, do them.
See, I mean, that's one thing, too. You were saying it definitely affected you personally. I mean, you know the effects of COVID and what can happen. And, you know, my condolences to you.
Thanks. Yeah. It's, you know, it was brutal. It was a nightmare. It was unreal, you know. And then you go through that, and then you go on social media, and there's, you know, people who don't know better who are saying that it's fake and it's not real, you know. So you're dealing with an absolutely unbelievable situation in completely unprecedented times, you know. So, you know, it's a tough thing. It's surreal for sure.
No, I mean, as a musician, it's got to be hard not knowing your future. I mean, like you said, you don't know when you're going to be able to tour, and you don't know what it's going to be like when you get back out there. Once a venue opens up and they're only playing a half capacity, how is the promoter going to be able to pay you? I mean, are you going to be able to get what you got before everything was half capacity, or are they going to try and work out different deals with you, not knowing who's going to come to the show and how many people is going to be there, let alone how many is allowed in?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many variables and there's so many unknowns, but, like, I do know our future, you know, and our future is that this will pass and we will be out there and we will be playing and we'll do whatever we have to do throughout the time till then, you know, and, you know, we'll just work together and try and connect with people and try and inspire people and keep people positive. And when this is all over, you know, we'll deal with it. You know, there'll be points where, you know, people will be uncomfortable to come, and we respect that, you know. And then when it's all ready, we're ready to go, you know. We just want to do positive stuff.
You know, it's crazy, man, when you got to keep on referring to is when. Like, when there's no definite answer, when this is over, you never know. I mean, once things start getting better, it's getting worse in other states. It gets, you know, the fall's coming up now, so all the germs are going to be coming back out. All schools are starting to somewhat open up, so you know, I always know kids are always full of fucking germs, so they're gonna be passing stuff around.
Yeah, it's scary. You know, we just gotta take care of ourselves. We gotta take care of, you know, those that we care about and those that care about us, and you know, take it day by day. That's all we can do. Like, you know, there's a point where, you know, the whole world feels like it's going crazy and everybody's just, you know, filled with agendas, and at some point you can't argue with that. You have to just take care of you, you know, otherwise it drives you crazy.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'm just saying, on a musician standpoint, it's got to be even more hard. I mean, you see everyone out there saying, oh, get back to work, you can do this, you can do that.
Well, yeah, it's insane. It's insane. But I also look at, like, you know, who's doing that, you know, and it's like, it's Buck Cherry and Smash Mouth, you know what I mean, and Trapped. So, like, I'm not, like, it's not, like, I'm not sitting there going, oh, you know, like, artists that I look up to or, you know, musicians that inspire me, I see what they're doing, and, you know, they're taking it day by day.
That's just one thing you got to do. I mean, you don't want to be out there. I mean, the bands that you do see that are playing, I mean, they were never going to play for a stadium either way. So having a smaller capacity could be a benefit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And you saw the recent numbers coming out of Sturgis. They're saying up to 250,000 people could have been infected from that, from Sturgis. That's like, you know, come on. Use your brain, you know? That's just whatever.
Oh, dude, I get nervous when I go to the supermarket and there's fucking more than two people in an aisle with me. And that's throughout the whole aisle. I couldn't even imagine going to something like Sturgis where there's thousands of people around me not wearing masks.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. And you know, a side note on that, I know somebody who worked with a company that was bringing COVID tests there and, you know, extra PPE, things like that. And they thought they were going to make so much money, you know, by giving people the tests and giving them, you know, all the stuff to protect. And they literally made nothing. They lost money because nobody cared at all. Nobody took the tests, you know. So, you know, whatever.
Well, think about it, man. I mean, if you don't give a shit enough to go out there, you're thinking it'd be like, in hindsight, maybe I should take a test in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
Give me 15 minutes to stop drinking and listen to the fucking Shrek soundtrack for a couple minutes, like. Crazy times, man. You know, I mean, it's just, I would never think this. 2020 was supposed to be the year of reuniting of bands, of tours, of everything going on, and now it's just like, I can't even go to a movie theater. So when you guys keep on pushing, and how'd you guys come up with the Zoom idea?
I think it's just about, like, creatively looking at what we're dealing with. You know, like, as soon as everything hit, it was like everybody and their mom jumped on, you know, live things with acoustic guitars. And it was just, I felt like it was a bit much, and it's kind of invasive, where it's like, you know, these are, so in some cases, people I avoided going to see live were, like, just on my feet constantly. So I thought it was a thing where it was like, we know, you know, for people who actually want to be there, it's cool to reward them and to invite them to something special and something exclusive, you know, and let them be a part of the opt-in kind of essentially to being a part of something that we're doing, as opposed to just shoving it at them like everybody else feels like they're doing, you know.
Did you guys ever think about recording a live show and then selling it to the drive-ins for $200 a ticket?
I don't know about selling it, but definitely, you know, doing more live shows. I mean, never started the band just to, like, make money, but we always were smart about, like, generating revenue streams by doing music, whether it's, you know, getting publishing deals, you know, in more, like, commercial settings like that. But, you know, when we did other live things before, we would, you know, donated some money to COVID under Nate's brother's name. We were, you know, we do more things like that. We're not so much as thinking, like, how do we make a buck on this stuff as far as, like, surviving. Because we all do music pretty much full-time. We all have, you know, side things where we teach music. I teach piano and bass, and our type player teaches guitar. We also do a lot of production work. Nate does videos for other bands. We all keep it in the music industry. So we have side hustles. So when it comes to the art of the music, we're not really thinking, like, big dollar signs right now.
Oh, man, I was being a smartass, you know.
I know. I just want to, as far as, like, the live Zoom stuff, a lot of bands are just not doing it live. They're just pre-recording it. Like, we took the time to, like, really do it live and give, you know, an experience. But we're probably going to do another one before year's end, if it's not in a public venue. Something where, our last one, we did it, like, at a, you know, a house and just kind of took 2 days to set it up and stuff like that. Organically.
I mean, how does that get you in your mindset, not knowing the future and what goes through there? I mean, you know, when a show does start back up, people are going to be in masks and separated and shit until, like, an actual rock and roll show can take place.
So we had a release party for our last single, Living Like This, that was booked for March 13th, and it was basically sold out. We were excited, and then the world shut down, and we actually canceled the show just a couple of days before. That show got moved to, you know, into June, and it was like, surely by June we can get back. And then it got moved to July, and then it got moved to September, and now it's been moved to April. So we're sort of, I think, using that as, like, a guidepost on that show. So when that show, which keeps getting pushed back, and the venue has been amazing in, like, you know, just trying to, like, you know, keep this thing alive. So, you know, that's sort of our tentpole. You know, when that show happens, that'll kind of let us know that's where we're at. But until then, I mean, we're just writing, recording, and just trying to create and just put positive things out there. You know,
that one, when you keep on saying you keep on pushing back, getting dates, I mean, that's one scary thing to keep in the back of your mind, too, where every band out there is trying to lock down dates for the future, not knowing if, but if you don't, there's going to be no dates available. You know what I mean? I mean, every band's going to be wanting to play once the world opens back up, and it's only so many venues and only so many dates, so it's going to be a real mess of
That's true. That's true. I mean, the one good thing is we are, like, you know, like I said before, we are in New York City, so there's tons of venues. So I'm sure we'll have first access towards that, being close, you know, in New York City, and close to Philly and Boston as well.
Yeah, it's right now. So, like, on big venues and stuff, there's like 13 to 16 holds on like almost all dates for the fall of 2021.
Yeah, great.
You know, it's like insane the holds that they have for, like, you know, the big tours. I mean, you got to remember all the massive tours that have been trying to go out, and then all the other stuff and everything. So it's going to be a good year. Once this is all over, it's going to be a great time for fans of music, because everyone you've ever thought of seeing live is going to be out there playing. So it's, you know, we're going to have a year or so of a big party of music, that's for sure.
I mean, and you're definitely going to see some of these acts that were playing at the arenas that it's got to scale it down and start doing theaters or clubs even.
Yeah, sure.
So it's going to be a fun mess, that's for sure, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that you guys are preparing and, you know, pushing on to see what's next for you, making videos and making new music. I mean, during this downtime, you said you guys been doing a lot of writing.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, we've been releasing singles. We have basically, we started the year with an album that we've kind of been dripping singles from it out, and we're gonna put the album out, but before the end of the year, and we already are halfway through like the next batch of songs, which we'll start releasing in January, February. So, you know, we're trying to stay prolific and. You know, that's it.
See, that's one thing I want to discuss with you. I mean, you have an album, it's already written. You know, some of these bands put out an album in the beginning of the year, and the whole year was supposed to be geared towards touring to promote that album. You're not allowed to tour. You're spending all this time at home. You're quarantined. You're writing new music as a band. You got a whole nother album ready to rock out. So when you're finally able to tour, you're going to have two, possibly three albums of new music to go out there and play?
I hope so. I hope so. That would be fantastic. What a great position to be in, you know, to have all that stuff and to feel less pressure less pressure to make something amazing when you can choose from 30 songs to release one instead of 10 songs to release one, right? So that's better for everybody.
It's gonna be interesting, that's for sure. I mean, it's, you know, especially I can't wait to hear newer music from everybody that's been locked up. I mean, you know, everyone's got different shit on their mind. It's gonna be a lot of pent up frustration coming out of there. I mean, music's gonna be different.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All the songs.
I mean, with the songs that you guys have been writing during quarantine, I mean, have you taken a different process? I mean, lyrically, musically, I mean, you know. Like I said, there's a lot of pent up frustration of being stuck in the house and things on your mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's coming out in different ways at different times. So like you'll see in the new video for Still Holding On, it's a little darker than some of the stuff that we've done before. But you know, there's it's just, you know, we are addressing it, but at the same time, like, I also feel like everybody is, it's being addressed everywhere. I mean, we're inundated with news. We're inundated with all of the stuff that's going on. And I think at some point, honestly, like, and everybody thinks it's clever to comment on it, but, like, at some point people are going to be fatigued, and they're going to really want to hear something else. They're going to want to talk about something else. They're going to think about something else, you know? They're not going to want to hear about how people lived in COVID for the next 5 years. So I think, like, when we're writing, it's important, too, to think a little bit big picture. Like, we try to really not to make it too about today. You know, it's like when you go back and listen to an Eminem record from 1999, and he's talking about Carson Daly and all these people that don't even exist anymore, and you're like, what is that song even about, you know? Sounds good. You know, but, like, I think, like, we want to keep it a little bit more timeless than directed just to the moment, because we're going to pass this moment, you know? I'm an optimist.
Well, that's good thinking, too. I mean, years from now, when everything's back on track and you guys are rocking out at a big show, last thing you want to do is pull out a fucking track about it. Hey, you guys remember when everyone was sick and We couldn't do shit.
Yeah, we did a whole album about COVID.
Let me bum every. Let me take a minute to bum everybody out for a little bit. Remember this shit? Let's all cry together.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, we're, you know, the band name, Don't Believe in Ghosts, is about not giving energy to the ghosts of your past. It's about living in the now. It's about building a better future. And so, you know, that's what comes across in our music. So what we're trying to create is we're thinking about tomorrow. You know, we're aware of today. We feel it. We're fucking wearing it. We're here with you. You know, but we're going to get through this, and we're about, like, but what are we going to feel tomorrow? Where are we going tomorrow? How do we want to feel tomorrow? You know, how do we move on? How do we heal? That's, to me, that stuff's more important than talking about, like, the obvious of, like, where we're at right now.
Now, I heard there's a lot of protests at your shows. Is that right?
At our shows?
from the paranormal investigators that are out there saying, you know, they are true.
Oh, I wish. I freaking wish. That would be amazing.
You had a bunch of fucking sci-fi guys running around and be like, there's proof. There's a ghost right here.
Yeah, that would be amazing. You know. Hey, we're open to it, you know. If ghosts suddenly start appearing and saying they're here, you know, by all means, you know, you have to always be willing to change your opinion based upon updated facts and information. So bring it on.
You never know. You know, I mean, there could be. Who knows? I've never seen one myself, but you never know how I'll get one day. Maybe I'll see one.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? We'll see.
So after this, man, you guys got one video coming out, and then what's next for you guys?
Might have another single before Christmas after this one, right, Nate?
Yeah.
We have. We're just trying to, you know, pick a few which one we're thinking, but we already started mixing one of our next singles that we've had for about a year that we wrote on tour last year. About a year ago, actually, was our last tour, ended last August. Right? So I think video and then one more single / video before Christmas.
Yeah, and probably like the whole record, you know, that we
ended up with.
Yeah, so, I mean, we actually just teamed up with Mark Needham, who did, you know, The Killers and Imagine Dragons and, you know, basically a ton of stuff. And so he's mixing that next song right now, so.
As we speak, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, man. How'd you guys hook up with him?
You know, both Lex and I do a lot of production work and stuff. We're both, you know, fans of his work. I mean, it's just incredible, you know, body of work that the guy has done over the years. So it was, you know, definitely on our list of people to work with, and we reached out, and, you know, and he was into it. So we kind of lucked out.
So do you guys plan on releasing the album this year, or are you guys going to wait till you can actually tour to pump it out? What are you doing? Are you sitting on it?
No, we're gonna release this record this year. I mean, that's the plan right now. You know, we kind of do everything ourselves, and we love it that way. You know, so we have the freedom to kind of, like, you know, duck and dodge as we see fit. So we'll see. But as of right now, that seems to be like where all of our heads are at. And, you know, if anything changes in the meantime, you know, we're super, we have these other songs we should write too that we're so excited about. So we're like, let's finish this cycle of stuff that we wrote, and then, you know, and then we can move on to the next cycle of stuff. So, yeah, that seems to be the plan for now.
So people want to follow up. They want to know more about the band. They want to get invited to one of these Zoom parties that you guys are doing. Where do they go? What do they do?
Website, probably www.dontbeingaghost.com. It has all our social mediums there, links to all our videos right on the page. But we do all our, you know, our YouTube and our Instagram, our Twitter, Spotify. We have a new Currents playlist that we touch base with every week. We add new songs and our favorite bands, and we get people involved that way and kind of sharing our tweets like that. But we're definitely doing the whole social media thing to its fullest. So find us on there. Find us on all our social platforms, but the Oracle would be DontBelieveInGhosts.com.
And we can expect the announcement in the next day or two about the upcoming video?
Yep, absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I appreciate your time. I love the track. I can't wait to see the video, and I'm looking forward to the album coming out this year.
Ramsey, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us and your support, man. It's really appreciated.
Well,
thanks,
man. Hopefully, one day soon, I'll be able to catch the show and have a beer and catch up, see what's going on next.
That'd be amazing. Let's make it happen, man. Let's just make it happen.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care. Take care. Take care, Mike.